again here in the temple room in Krenzlin for our Gora meditation evening. Oops. Let me adjust this. I also want to welcome all of you who are on the internet. Oops. I have something with technique. I have spoken so many bad words about technique that it doesn't work in my case always. So welcome you on the internet. It's quite interesting to know that long, long after we are gone here, there will be some of you on the internet who view these Gora meditation evenings. So I address my audience in the far future, ten thousand years, if that works out. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me just introduce again the evening to all of you. This evening is held quite consistently over many years, perhaps 20 years. And the idea of this evening is to give those who attended and who listened to the recordings an experience of grace, of divine mercy. This can come when you open your containers, open your heart. Then it can come. It's like rain. Rain can fill a cup when it's open for the rain. You know, if I would turn it around, I don't do this now, the rain would not be able to fill the cup. So I do hope that this program, which is a little bit for devotees who are practicing already Krishna consciousness, will satisfy your heart, open it and fill it in many ways. I want to just start generally. Spiritual practice calls upon each one of us to be in harmony with their inner calling. You know, we human beings are in a way duplex or double beings. There's not just one of us. There are at least two of us there. One is our physical body, our mind. It's a physical system, so to say, physical machine. And the second, perhaps even more important because it's not so time-bound, it exists for a longer time, is our spiritual side. And this spiritual side always keeps calling to us. Yes, we can suppress it. Yes, we can ignore it. Yes, we can pretend that it is not there and go into a mundane life and live a profane life. But fortunately, the soul can never be buried. It always comes out again with that whispering voice which asks us, are you living your full life? Now I must say that there is a problem with organized spirituality, that which most of my visitors practice. We are connected with an institution in some ways or another. We have a philosophy which tells us this is right and this is wrong. There's a problem with this. The problem is that your own voice becomes silent, that you think it's taken care of by the religion, the organization, and so on. And especially in modern times, I see this, and I'm scared when I see it, that many devotees are no longer in contact with that inner voice with them. They are thinking, I've joined a spiritual movement, I'm initiated perhaps, you know. I have my friends, we say Hari Bol when we meet each other. But the the voice is no longer there. And how can I say it? Because I watch the discussions, what people talk, and there is everything except for Krishna is on the list of what is talked about. So in this how do we call it, Gaura meditation, we want to listen to that inner voice which tells us, please make contact, make the higher contact, enter the higher connection and feel it. And this is mostly done really when you are alone, when you spend time alone with Krishna. It's not when you are in the big group. It's not there. You have to learn to spend time alone with Krishna. And I believe the easiest way to do that is when you sit and you chant the Krishna's holy name with your mind totally focused on this is glorification of Krishna. This Maha Mantra which we chant is actually known, let me take my notes here, as an Avanat Mahanam. It means a name by which you call to the Lord. Hey, hey, can you hear me? It's not a silent meditation like most of the mantras. It's an active calling out. I'm maybe sitting with 5,000 people like I did in a few weeks ago in America. But I have to be there in this crowd of 5,000 people calling out, Krishna, can you please hear me? Please hear me. I have something to say to you. There is a lot in my heart I want to express. Sanatana Goswami describes this sankirtan or singing. He says, Nam sankirtan proktam krishnasya prema sampati. It means the chanting of Sri Krishna's name is the most powerful method of spiritual practice, because by this chanting you call or you invoke Krishna. In other words, when you chant with this mood where you are personally addressing Krishna, Krishna will respond and say, yes, yes, you have called for me. I'm here now. A relationship can start. There are many Sanskrit words for this, but it means, this Maha Mantra means it's a personal address of Krishna. It's a personal calling. I very much like this. Usually in psychology you have this phenomena, lost in the crowd. People take part of a mass event, let us say a concert, but they feel alone and they feel no one understands me. They are alone in the crowd. No. In spiritual life, it's good to be alone in the crowd. In material life, it is highly unpleasant. But in spiritual life, this is your time alone with Krishna, where you are working on your most important relationship. No wonder that this chanting of the holy name was the nucleus, the core, the very essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Today, my dear devotees, we will finish our mini-series. I like to use this word, I'm borrowing it from Indra Dumna Maharaj, where we have heard about, one moment, Gauranga Lilamrita, the nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya that take place during how many periods of the day? How many periods the day is divided? Eight periods. So today we will actually complete this mini-series by going to the eighth period of the day. And if you saw many years ago, the Veda Academy published this little book in German, the Nectarian Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, with the eight periods. And I think it was Gadadhar who wrote a foreword. At that time, he was in a spiritual bloom. Yes, and he said, the eight periods of the day are calling us for the most important spiritual practice, that is to remember the Lord. You can always look at the time of your wristwatch and say, aha, it's now 7:10. What is Krishna doing at this time? And connect in your mind with the person who's important to you. No? We have this, our Gora Bhavan, our little ashram, is at the moment not complete. One of the members is traveling, and today I asked Gaur Krishna, has this person reached the airplane? And Gaur Krishna said, yes, I received a news, the airplane is reached. So this is how you, in this world, connect with people. You think, what are they doing at this moment, right? And you imagine, oh, they must be now walking to the kitchen with a whole menu in their head, a plan, and they will now cook. So in this this eightfold meditation is about, you know, this dividing the day in eight periods helps us to remember throughout the day and nights Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So what we will do now is I will give you the key verse for the period, the last period of the day, which is from 10:48, it will come a little later, to 3:36. Who is intelligent here with time? That is 10:48 to 3:36. How many hours is that? That's, I think it's like 5 hours, no? Was? Yeah, almost 5 hours. So during this time, every day, Lord Chaitanya enters the courtyard, or is in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, and his face becomes like the full moon, and he smiles, which is like the rays of the full moon piercing through the clouds and touching our earth. The divine smile, so to say, the smile of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is how the person who meditates about him starts his meditation. He meditates about God's smile, the laughter of God, the smile of God, the joyous occasion. That is how we will start our Gora meditation. Please chant with me the mantra. I will chant it first for you, and then we will all chant it together.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
And in your mind's eye you can see a beautiful golden throne with a reddish cushion, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, sitting on the throne. His face is like the uncovered moon, and there's a beautiful smile which can be compared with the radiance or the rays of the moon that flood all the darkness. Krishna. So, why is Lord Chaitanya smiling, you might ask. Well, after he has smiled, he opens his eyes and says, begin the kirtan. And that's why he is smiling, because he has inaugurated the kirtan. Now, a kirtan in the old times started always with an invocation. In modern times, before you start a kirtan, you chant a few mantras, then you worship with incense the instruments, because it's a divine thing. You actually worship also the devotees by putting sandalwood over their head, and then you garland them with fragrant flowers, preferably jasmine flowers. So by these activities, it is clear you are entering now a sacred space where the instruments are sacred, where the singing is sacred, where the participants are worshipable, therefore you put garlands around them, and so on. And then in this blessed assembly, you begin to chant. Now, the one who led the ceremony during Lord Chaitanya's time, his name was Mukunda Das. Mukunda was a singer. If I describe to you the singing, I would have to ask you to imagine a voice so beautiful that hard stones crack. So sweet. Shyamlal, you sweet, no? Sweet. And he would sing normally, repeat please after me, Rama Krishna Narahari,
Rama Krishna Narahari,
Gopala Govinda,
Gopala Govinda.
Although you may not personally know all the devotees, but I request you to call their names or say their names as I tell them, so that your heart melts a little bit. They have beautiful names. So everyone was there in the assembly, looking at Lord Chaitanya and participating in the auspicious invocation. There was Nityananda, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas, Vidyanidhi, Murari, Hiranya, Haridas. It can't go better, no? Gangadas, Vanamali. There were many more. I will say a few more, but we will be chanting names all throughout the evening if we don't stop here. The Vijayanandan was there, Jagadananda, Budhimanta Khan, oh my God, I know them all. Narayana Kashishwara, Kashishwara was extremely well-built and muscular. Vasudev was there, Ram, Garuda, Govinda, Govindanandan, Gopina, Jagadis, Shriman, Shridhar, Sadashiva, Vrakeshwara, Bhugaba, Shuklambar, and so on. The author who was writing about this said, all of them were present together during Mahaprabhu's dancing. And I know them all by name. So in the Vaishnava history, it is nice to know about the devotees and worship devotees. If you want to enter the secret of spiritual understanding, those whose heart is full with prema are your entrance keys to this. And therefore, we chant their name. So as they were all starting to sing now, after the invocation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his seat and started to dance. Now, as he danced, he stomped vigorously on the ground, and the earth trembled. Sometimes he danced quite slowly, but then suddenly he picked up speed and danced like the best of dancers, Nanda Nandan Krishna. When Krishna dances, he swirls around, and peacocks, who are usually known as the best of dancers, assemble around him, and when he's finished, they take their own feathers. Our Patricia has been in tune with this Gora Leela. And these peacocks offer their feathers to Nandan Nandan Krishna. And because Krishna is so satisfied with this personal gift of homegrown peacock feathers, you know, they're from the own body, he puts them in his own head and dances some more while his clothes are whirling around and so on. So in the same way Lord Chaitanya dances, but then next moment he stops his dance. He stands as if he is a statue. He takes his hands and makes like this, and sometimes I heard mysteriously a flute, either from bamboo or from jewels, appears in his hand, and he meditates about Krishna, who in the beginning of the night goes to the banks of the river Jamuna, takes a position under a particular tree. It's called the flute tree, Vansi Vat. Vansi is flute and Vat tree. And he plays and he calls with his flute playing whom? The beautiful gopis. Yes. This is at the beginning of the Maha Rasa. So at that time, he is known, Krishna is not known as Nanda Nandanan, he's known as Vrindavan Chandra, the moon of Vrindavan. So this is what Lord Chaitanya also did. He changed from Nanda Nandan and the mood of Nanda Nandan to Vrindavan Chandra when he immersed his consciousness in the circle dance. My dear devotees, it was simply astonishing. During this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had two moods, and it's very important to understand these moods. In one mood, he actually knew and was consciously aware that he is Krishna, and he would call out, "I am he. I'm here and I'm he." Then his mood shifted and he did no longer think of himself as the Supreme Godhead incarnated as the golden avatar, but he thought of himself as a servant, and he said, "I'm the most lowly of all servants of Krishna." And he bowed down to all the devotees and took their dust on his head. From moment to moment, Lord Chaitanya was in so much ecstasy that he started to sweat, and it looked as if Mother Ganga was streaming from his body. Yes. Then Lord Chaitanya would come out of his ecstatic mood where he was either thinking himself to be Krishna or the servant of the devotees. No? He came out of this mood and he looked very personally in the eyes of every single devotee. Imagine Ananda Nitai, the Lord would look at you. How you would feel. The devotees became absolutely ecstatic, and I want to describe now the devotees. They were looking quite interesting. They had all their limbs smeared with sandalwood pulp, not just here. When sandalwood stays on the body, it dries and it becomes almost white. So it's a good contrast. They had a brownish complexion in the body, but it was everywhere, it's the sandalwood, and they had flower garlands. These devotees used various instruments, I want to tell you. One was small hands, finger cymbals. This is not what we use today. We have hand cymbals. They had these small cymbals in the fingers, and they did... That is nice when you dance. It makes a nice... they were blowing conch shells. And they were blowing also these huge horns, and they were very deep. Like a Tibetan monastery, you know. I can't make the deep sound. Well, let me try. Much more beautiful, of course. And then they played loudly midanga, and they played in this beat, which you will hear now. Dreamy, drum, dreamy. But when 10 midangas make this sound, it's really like, bah, that's the beat, you know, that's the groove, as Muniraj would maybe say. And Lord Chaitanya would start to dance with this sound. Boom. The devotees were losing themselves in the ecstasy, and when they did this, all auspiciousness happened. That means inauspiciousness disappeared. My dear devotees, it's sometimes good to forget Tushta Krishna. It's sometimes good to forget Muniraj. It's sometimes good to forget Kala Kanta, if your name is Tushta Krishna Muniraj and so on. It's good to forget this little world which we have created. There is one psychologist, Eric Erickson, who says that every one of us carries an identity kit with them. Identity kit is sowas wie ein Identitätsbausatz, you know, like a Lego building kit, where you have little building blocks and you build a gas station, or you build your own comfortable home, you know. So in the same way, each one builds his little identity from the different imagination. I am a German. I am a married man. I am a musician. I am very inclined towards alcohol. I am, I'm trying to connect with the information field here. We are in a scientific place, you know, and so on and so forth. It's sometimes good to forget all this. Just lose yourself. Because it usually our identity, as paradox as it may sound, is not what we have constructed, not what we have built with our little Lego Bausatz, our little identity kit. It is something much more beautiful. It's something much more blissful. It's something much more full of knowledge. It's something much more extraordinary. Is this all right to say? Yeah. So these devotees lost themselves completely. If you would have asked them after the kirtan, what's your name? They would say, Hare Krishna. They would not be so much connected. My dear devotees, this kirtan is so ecstatic that when Shiva joins the kirtan, he forgets if he is dressed or if he is naked. If Brahma hears the sound of the kirtan, the creator of the universe, he leaves his throne and starts to dance like an innocent little child. And when the greatest saints like Shuka and Narada take the holy name, they wander this earth in ecstasy of love of Godhead. So all these souls and many more, Shiva, Brahma, Shuka, Narada, they appeared in the kirtan. Today in the Aarti kirtan, we have all sung Shiva, Shuka, Narada, Prema, Gad, Gada, Shiva, Shuka, Narada are singing with voices that are choked with love. We have sung this today in Kretzli, Germany. So they all were there ready to join the kirtan. Now, my dear devotees, the kirtan began to escalate. Escalate in German language eskalierte, sagt man sogar. The ecstasy increased. All of a sudden, Srivas Thakur took charge of one group and ran this way and that way. Gokrishna and myself were a little while ago in Serbia, and I was sitting on the seat and everyone was sitting, and then we sang, and all of a sudden I remembered this, and I jumped up. There was a big assembly of people. I said, one half of you, go please to that side of the hall, and then the other half goes to the other side of the hall. And then as the kirtan was dancing, we were moving with a mass of people from left to right, like Srivas Thakur. It was authorized. And Govinda Datta and Mukunda Datta also took contingents, you can say, of devotees, started to move and dance. It was cosmic. Nityananda, who is extremely strongly built, sometimes would grab Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was so ecstatic that he would stumble and sometimes appear to fall, and he caught him. And Advaita Acharya, the greatest scholar of his time, would secretly bow down to the earth and took the foot dust that sprinkled from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's foot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had forbidden that, but Advaita Acharya did not care a bit. he put it like this. Now, amongst all the devotees was one special great personality who was surrounded by a group of devotees. This devotee is mentioned in the key verse which describes what we are discussing at the moment. His name is Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit did not dance so much. He just sat and he cried oceans of tears because the ecstasy was moving him. I will read to you the verse. Shiva Sangana Avrito Nijaganai Sadambabubhyam Natan Uchaistala Medanga Vadana Pada Gayat Piula Sayan. The Lord dances and dances well into the night with Prabhu Nityananda. They are surrounded by their most intimate devotees. His ecstatic singing is accompanied by the devotees who are expert in playing very loud rhythms on the Madanga drums. And now he wanders and dances with Sri Gadadhar Prabhu in the most astonishing way throughout the night until just before dawn. Who is this individual, Gadadhar? He is no one else than the goddess of bhakti. Radharani is more than the goddess of bhakti, but amongst other things, Krishna's most dearest devotee, who has taken the form of Gadadhar Pandit. My dear devotees, spiritual personalities are beyond male and female identities. They have spiritual identities. So Radharani is taking her form in Gadadhar Pandit, and Lord Chaitanya is so absolutely mesmerized. He sees Gadadhar sitting there with tear-filled eyes, and he remembers his most dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani, and he wants to spend exclusive time with Sri Gadadhar, and then wanders in amazing, astonishing ways through the night with her while the kirtan is going on. And sometimes he joins this kirtan. My dear devotees, there are two ways in which you can practice your bhakti. One is according to rules which set down exactly what you have to do and what you can't do. And the other is a more spontaneous form of worship, which is called the Raganuga Marg. So this Gadadhar Pandit is in charge of this most ecstatic form of bhakti. Bhakti can be ecstatic, by the way, also on the more set or rule-oriented way. There's a song about Gadadhar Pandit, which is so beautiful that we will try to go and enter into the secrets here. Na 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 na. I only have it in English here. I see some of you take Medanka. We take later Medanka. Yes, Guru Krishna. Dear mind, just worship the son of Madhava, known as Gadadhara. Whoever takes shelter of his lotus feet, Gadadhara's lotus feet, goes to Brajadham Vrindavan. Previously, he appeared in Brishabhanu's house in Brajapura, bearing the name Radhika, yes, in the company of her girlfriends, fond of many playful pranks, she, Radha, serves Shyam and makes him happy. That form is now this form, the form of Gadadhar, the same queen of relishable mellows. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. All of you be very attentive, says Lord Chandas Thakur. Just worship her, Radharani, incessantly with single-minded attention. She is now in the company of Lord Gaura. She has incarnated and placed playfully in the dress of a renounced male ascetic. The world was shocked when Freddie Mercury, lead singer of the Queen, started to cross-dress like a lady. I think he must have picked up something from a spiritual inspiration or must gone crazy, one of the two. It is a secret subject matter that spirituality is beyond the limitations of male and female. That means Radha can take on a male form as Gadadha. And Gadadha, Pandit, is reminding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the rasa dance which he had with as Krishna in the sacred land of Vrindavan. This is a wonderful subject, and sometimes, my dear devotees, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who like to enter the secret of the rich treasures of our traditions, they have said that this courtyard in which the kirtans took place, the courtyard of Srivasangan, is a portal through which devotees can enter in their consciousness the rasa dance of Krishna Chandra. These devotees maintain that as you polish the mirror of the mind and are ready to step back from your false identifications with the body and the mind and your identity kit, if you want to express it in terms of psychology, if you're ready to step back from your assumed identification with which you move through this virtual world, then you can actually, in kirtan, go in your consciousness away from this material drama and actually be with Krishna. Prabhupada has said, and kirtan is like is this. Instead of trying to approach God like the yogis do, like others spiritualists do, they try to approach God, come closer to God. In kirtan, God approaches you. In kirtan, Krishna comes closer to you. And if you are not imprisoned in your false identity, you can actually perceive his presence in kirtan. Nayanananda says we should three times chant Gadatha. Chant Gadatha. If you attain Gadatha, you will attain Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. This is the portal idea. Nayananda says, Are. Are is a hello, like, wait a minute, you know. Are. Some say that Lord Chaitanya is Janaki Vallabha. Who's Janaki Vallabha? Lord Rama. No? Others say Lord Chaitanya is the beloved of Radha. And still others say he is Panchavan, the Cupid, who has God of love, amor, we say in Italian language, who has five flower weapons. But I say, in the mind of Nayananda, the poet, there's only one truth. Gora, or Gauranga, is the life and soul of Gadatha. Just like Krishna is the life and soul of Radha, Gora is the life and soul of Gauranga. Here in this castle, there are a few things of value. One is a picture of Gaur Gadatha dancing. I think it's in your room, no? There may be other things of value also, pictures, Tapeten vielleicht. But I cannot stop joking. There is this picture. And if you want, visit Gadatha's office. It's a round office. You can see the. It's still there, isn't it? And you can see it. No? There's Lord Chaitanya dancing with Gauranga. But all evenings, all nights come to a close. At dawn, when the sun touches Mother Earth and the birds begin to twitter, Lord Chaitanya stops the kirtan. And he sits down with all his devotees in a circle. One or two devotees come and take a fence to relieve Lord Chaitanya from the heat of dancing. You know, this is 5 hours of dancing. At that time, Mother Sachi, the mother of Gauranga, gets suddenly up and she calls Vishnupriya, a most divine goddess, the wife of Lord Chaitanya in his Grihastha ashram, and they quickly leave the assembly because they will go home and prepare some foodstuffs. He's hungry, Lord Chaitanya, after 5 hours of dancing and so on. And Lord Chaitanya takes all the devotees in the Ganga. You must know, it's still, there is an idea of the moon still there. It's not, it's just dawn. It's not completely bright. So the Ganga waves are lapping and they're touched with the moonlight, and Lord Chaitanya goes and takes his bath with the devotees. Mother Sachi at home has quickly prepared a meal, and her eyes are fixed on the path on which her beloved son Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he washes his feet, and he changes into fresh clothes, and then he sits down at Vishnupriya, his wife, sits before him and just drinks his transcendental beauty with her eyes. Mother Sachi also, and Mahaprabhu eats and he smiles. Then he goes down, when he's finished, he lies down, and his wife comes and massages his feet as he gently drifts into the world of Krishna, which he enters in his dreams. Hare Krishna. This is the end of this period. My dear devotees, I want to end with two things. Many of you, I mean, we are not many here, but in the internet, over the time, many are there. They have heard the whole mini-series. I want to say there is a fruit for you, also for those who have just come. A fruit means some gift. This is expressed in a beautiful verse. Shri Gauranga Vido Svadama Ninava Dvipesta Kalot Bhavam, etc. Shri Gauranga, the moon over Navadvip, is manifest in his own abode, Navadvip, during the 8 periods of each and every day. His pastimes during these periods should first be remembered by meditative devotees before they visualize the simultaneously occurring pastimes of Sri Krishna, the moon over Gokula. Let's stop here and just try to understand. If you want to remember Krishna in an ordinary way, that can be done in whatever way you please. But if you wish to enter a path that brings you right into Krishna's world, you will make yourself familiar with some of the extraordinary treasures of remembering Krishna, Smaranam it's called, and you will go this path. And this path starts always at the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from there you remember Krishna. I will give you soon an example. If someone lovingly reads or recites the Lord's eternal daily pastimes as they are illuminated in the 10 verses of this prayer, then the Lord is perpetually pleased with that person. By his own merciful compassion, I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaura. So if you wanted to do this meditation, you will go through the verse which describes this pastime. Mahaprabhu is surrounded with his devotees and dances and sings to the rhythms of the Madanga drum. He wanders and walks with Gadadhar Prabhu through the gardens of Navadvip, and then returns to his home and falls asleep. So you think about this, and then simultaneously you go through this portal to Tavukko Lapta Sango Bhatti Paracha Rane Vrindarat Yamno. I meditate on Radha and Krishna at night. Wow. How they are both anxious to see each other. They finally reach the meeting place where they find each other. Vrinda Devi worships them both with many types of service, and then they begin dancing with their beloved Sakis. Can you imagine the dance of Radha and Krishna and all the gopis? Wow. They go walking through the forest. They enjoy its beauty and then perform the Rasa Leela together, where they sing and dance enthusiastically. They pass the night in various other activities, being served by their dear friends, until finally they lie down on a flower bed and go to sleep. So here you see parallel worlds. One world here in this here with us, that the pastimes of Chaitanya, who appeared on this earth only 500 years ago, parallel the world and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It's a very beautiful thing. Now, I have seen two faces which look very sad during this presentation. What these faces say is, oh, where am I? I only think of the next meal, how I find the recipes. Where am I in relationship? I am a coach. I have to work. This is all so far away from me and my reality. It's attractive. I came to spiritual life to enter a deep absorption in Krishna, but my mind at the moment is absorbed in bicycles and next holidays and pizzas and everything else which I dedicate to Krishna. I try to dedicate to Krishna, but I'm light years away from this. I have seen two faces who had sad expressions, and their expressions said all these words in a silent way. The language of silence is there also, not its thoughts. My dear devotees, there is no reason to feel separated and distanced from this. Spiritual life is only a small decision away from you. This small decision is, I would love to make an experience in spiritual life. I cannot live with theories. Theories, if they are not understood and realized, turn into dead dogmas, which are no longer interesting in my life. I must now enter the world of relishing Krishna consciousness. And you will see, the moment Krishna sees you making this decision, he will be there in many amazing ways. We have published this book, Gauranga Lilamrita, perhaps 20 years ago in the Veda Academy. Those who have published, ask yourself, how much of the book has gone into you? There is a simple way to enter into this. You just make yourself familiar with it, and soon you sprinkle this understanding on your head while you chant, and it starts to blossom. It goes up. Krishna, Krishna. So, this is We will end now with a little kirtan. My dear devotees, as you do this kirtan, try to sprinkle some remembrance of what you have heard today. There were basically three things. Mahaprabhu dances with his devotees. Then he goes with Gadadhara Pandit and wanders through the gardens. And the third is he stops the kirtan and goes home to eat and sleep. In simple German words.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Very last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, we have reached the end of our mini-series and of this evening's Gaura meditation. If there is something I would be very happy if you take it home with you, it's the simple practice of sitting for yourself and remembering Krishna. If you want, some ancient traditions do like this. They imagine a candle, the light, a strong light, a small light, and then they feed the light with the things they would like to get rid of: restlessness, anxieties, worries, attachments, perhaps. No, and all this goes and burns in that candle until there's nothing left of the disturbances, and then in that free space they imagine Krishna to be present. They draw Krishna, his form, into their, or what they remember from Krishna. Because, my dear devotees, if you are not pulling spiritual things in your mind, the material energy will push, material things into your mind. Perhaps you have seen, no? It will push it. You don't. Where does the thought come from? Why am I thinking like this? So we need to learn to pull Krishna into our mind and become free. Hare Krishna. Good. So I would like to end here. Hare Krishna, Haribo. Krishna, Krishna. Ja, jetzt, man kann ja auch mal in Deutsch was sagen. Also ich bin sehr, sehr froh, das hat mich sehr inspiriert, diese Sachen also erstmal zu erforschen. Und ich muss euch sagen, ich hatte eigentlich in meinem Leben, gibt es einen roten Faden. Mir war irgendwie klar, als ich in meine Verwandtschaft schaute, dass das nicht das Leben sein sollte, was ich führte. Ich dachte, das ist nur eine Möglichkeit. Unsere westliche Zivilisation ist nur eine sehr schlecht gelungene Interpretation unserer Möglichkeiten. Wenn ihr so sehr schlecht gelungen. Und ich habe dann einfach gedacht, ein anderes Leben zu führen. Und zu der Zeit gab es verschiedene Möglichkeiten. Ich war erst angezogen von der Welt der Musik, dann kam ich in Kontakt mit mystischen Kulturen, mit alten Traditionen und las mich da so ein bisschen herein. Aber das war damals, es war eine schmale Gratwanderung für mich, ehrlich gesagt, weil parallele Welten und das zu erfahren, ich meine, das ist, C.G. Jung sagte einmal, es besteht eine sehr, sehr schmale Grenze, dünne Grenze zwischen dem, was wir hier so durch die Sinne erfahren und was auch noch anders existiert. Nicht? Und er hat sich immer gescheut, da reinzubrechen, zum Beispiel durch den Gebrauch der heutige Mensch sagt, medizinischen Substanzen. Das war also, aber ich wusste davon und dann, dann habe ich eigentlich, habe ich mich zum Krishna-Bewusstsein angezogen und es hatte mich sehr fasziniert, dass es eine spirituelle Welt gibt und dass man enthusiastisch sein sollte, dorthin zu gehen. Also, das fand ich toll, wie Prabhupada sagte. Und dann habe ich das alles vergessen, weil ich einfach tätig wurde in Programme machen, Konzerte, also Bhajan-Konzerte geben, Vorlesungen und Projekte zu gründen und zu sammeln, dass die Finanzen da reinkommen und so weiter und so fort. Und das ging dann alles weg und dann habe ich irgendwann mal darüber gedacht, was ist aus dir geworden? Was ist aus dem ursprünglichen Anliegen geworden, diese höheren Welten zu betreten? Nicht? Und dann, ich glaube, das habe ich der Tatsache zu verdanken, dass ich einfach viele Jahre in Vrindavan immer bin und chante und versuche mich an Krishna zu erinnern. Nicht? Und jetzt, wo ich älter werde und in den, den Herbst meiner Jahre trete und dann ist bald der Winter dran und dann wird sich eine weiße Schicht über mich decken, denn die Schicht des Todes, da wird ein Kapitel hier beendet sein. Jetzt, da denke ich, wenn es eine ewige spirituelle Welt geht, das ist doch toll, sich damit zu beschäftigen jetzt und vielleicht in diesem Leben der näher zu kommen. Nicht? Und das hört ihr vielleicht ein bisschen. Das ist eine Fortsetzung eigentlich des Gedankens, dass diese Welt und die Interpretation, die wir von der Welt leben, wenn ihr euch das mal vorstellt, die meisten Menschen, die ruinieren ihre Gesundheit und ihren inneren Frieden und alles um Geld zu verdienen. Und dann haben sie Geld und dann müssen sie es ausgeben für Medikamente, damit sie gesund werden. Warum denn so erstmal nach diesem Geld? Da rennen doch nur arme Leute da hinterher. Und also in was für Widersprüchen unsere Kultur gefesselt ist. Es ist ja hanebüchend, hat man damals gesagt dazu. So, ja, und deswegen versuche ich immer, diese Dinge jetzt zu machen. Ich gebe ein Buch über Meditation jetzt heraus für die Außenwelt. Hat einen ganz tollen Titel, den ich noch nicht sagen kann, also ich glaube, wenn der draußen ist, der Titel, wird sich jeder, der über Meditation publiziert, darauf stürzen. Und deswegen bin ich sehr vorsichtig. Und dann arbeite ich an diesem Buch über Devotees, wie Devotees in die andere spirituelle Welt kommen kann. Was es für Wege gibt, für verschlungene Pfade. Ne? Also es sind alles meditativ und sattwisch, also nicht was kurz mal unsere Community berührt hat. Ne? und da bin ich sehr, sehr motiviert. Ich weiß, ich bin ein kleiner Außenseiter geworden, aber das war ich eigentlich immer. Und jetzt bin ich halt in der Hare Krishna-Bewegung ein Außenseiter, kein Problem. Aber ich finde, das ist doch, darum geht es doch. Eine spirituelle Wirklichkeit, nicht nur darüber zu sprechen und zu erzählen und sich auszutauschen und dann den Tag mit anderen Dingen zu verbringen. Es geht doch darum.
Kann man das zweite Buch bekommen? Ausschnitte davon?
Du müsstest den Gora Bhavan mit Maschinengewehren überfallen. Es ist dein. Das kriegen wir hin. Das ist halt alles auf dem Computer noch. Denn das Problem ist eigentlich, ich bin noch sehr beschäftigt mit dem alten Leben. Das kann man ja nicht so unterbrechen, das wäre ja unverantwortlich. Ich muss mich so rausschleichen und in das andere Leben einschleichen sozusagen. Und deswegen, weil ich nicht die ganze Aufmerksamkeit auf diese Bücher und auch über die Praxis da reinbringen kann, weil ich noch so ganz so rumreise und viele Sachen versuche zu machen, es geht halt nicht. Du kannst nicht so, also zumindest ich kann es nicht, so unglaublich umtriebig sein. Und deswegen muss das ein bisschen ruhiger werden. Aber ich habe von Frau Ambrosi, meiner Nachbarin, gesagt, die ist jetzt 84 Jahre und die hat zu mir hat mich angehalten und hat gesagt, wo waren Sie denn jetzt schon wieder? Ja, Frau Ambrosi, ich war in Amerika. Amerika, das ist doch Donald Trump. Warum gehen Sie denn zu Donald Trump? Na, man kann auch an ihm vorbeigehen. Nicht so eine ganz einfache Frau Ambrosi, ne? Also super Ambrosi. Also. Und dann sagt sie, wie alt sind Sie denn jetzt? Ja, Frau Ambrosi, ich bin 71 und werde 72, aber ich fühle mich wie 40. Sagt Frau Ambrosi, das habe ich auch mal gedacht. Ich bin jetzt 84 und ich sage Ihnen, Sie werden langsamer werden, wenn Sie ein bisschen älter werden. Ich sage Ihnen das. Erinnern Sie sich an Frau Ambrosi. Das ist meine Nachbarin, die sagt, Sie werden schon langsamer werden, das wird schon werden. Und ja, wir Mönche, Frau Ambrosi, wir haben eine andere Zeitplanung im Leben. Wir sehen auch nicht zur Mittagszeit den Sturm der Liebe. Das sieht Frau Ambrosi immer. Es ist eine Soap-Opera in Deutsch. Ne? Ja. Gut, wir sind jetzt gerade dabei, eine große Tour zu machen. Wir fangen morgen Sonntag reisen wir los, geht nach Süden und dann bin ich für längere Zeit in der Schweiz, länger als vorgesehen, weil dort ein sehr, sehr ein Projekt, an dem ich seit ganz vielen Jahren sehr interessiert bin. Das ist jetzt endlich durchgekommen und mal sehen. Und deswegen werde ich den August, die erste, zweite Woche von August, nicht hier in diesem Raumbereich sein, sondern werde in der Schweiz noch sein und dann ist Jamashtami und dann ist erst Krishna, Balarams Appearance Day. Da muss ich aus verschiedenen Gründen nach Radhadesh gehen und dann Jamashtami bin ich in Goloka Dham. Ich glaube, einige von euch kommen nach Jamashtami. Ne? Ganz herzlich willkommen. Gut.